Right. So one of Van Til's views, the self is the self is the proximate, but it's not the ultimate starting point. What this means, Frame thinks, is that it is the self that makes its decisions both in thought and in practical life. Every judgment we make because we ourselves think it is right. But this fact does not entail that the self is its own ultimate criterion of truth. Again, there's the temporal versus criterion for truth. We are regularly faced with the decision whether we should trust our own unaided judgment or rely on someone else. There is nothing odd or strange, let alone logically impossible, about such a question. It is entirely normal, he says.
Good. Yeah. And so he says there are two questions then to be resolved. First, the metaphysical, and he says it's actually a tautological issue, the question. Whether all decisions are decisions of the self, so that's the first question. And secondly, the epistemological ethical question of what standard the self ought to use in coming to its decision. And he says Van Til and the Ligonier group agree, he believes, on the first question, though it's not as much of interest to Van Til. But that agreement does not prejudice the answer to the second question. The one still needs to be posed and resolved, he believes. And so it is the second question, he suggests, that Van Til and Scripture is concerned about, right? So the second question, not necessarily the metaphysical issue of, you know, whether all decisions are the decisions of the self, but the epistemological ethical question. Right. That's the one that Van Til, he suggests, focuses on, and he believes Scripture does too, right? Scripture regularly, he tells us, calls God's creatures to submit their judgment to that of their Creator. So there's the focus on that second issue, that second question, the epistemological ethical question.
Right, right. Job, were you there when I laid the foundations? That seems to be an epistemological, do you know how this universe was ordered? Do you know in the way that I designed it? Do you know you don't have this ability to say, well, you should have done it a different way, or you should deal with me in a different way? You weren't there. You're not me. You're not ordering it after the decisions that I've made. And so that tends to be the focus of where Van Til is wanting to get to, because that undercuts not so much the debate, but it's the justification for having the debate. And so it takes that step back and says, well, how do you know knowing things or believing these things? So the same sort of distinctions need to be made in the discussion of human reason, another topic prominent in this book. Classical apologetics is rationalistic with a vengeance. The author says that just as we cannot avoid starting with ourselves, so we cannot avoid the use of reason in area of life, particularly apologetics. This is a familiar argument that some basic principles of reason, such as the law of non-contradictions, which is always a favorite, must be presupposed in any intelligible discourse. Indeed, the law of non-contradictions is a universal prerequisite for life. You can't question logic without presupposing it, and you can't argue against the primacy of logic without presupposing it as primacy. Why? Because as soon as you answer the question, or start to answer the question, why is this the case? Once you say because, guess what? You're in logic form right there.